Very briefly, I want to talk a little bit about the swing mandolin comp. One of these days, I'm going to put my thoughts down and organize it and put out a book or something. But just briefly, there's a couple of elements to it. And one of the elements is learning new chord positions. And these are going to be, in the case of this song, Cycles, they're going to be mostly three-string chords, and they're closed position chords. That means they don't have any open strings. And we don't want open strings because we want to be able to stop the sound to get a good groove. Now that's a closed position D7, which is the first chord of Cycles. Here's what it would sound like just with a regular old D. You don't get that groove going. So the way we get the groove going is we look at the measure, which in this case is four beats to the measure. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're going to let the strums on beat numbers 1 and 3 ring a little bit longer, and we're going to chop off beats number 2 and 4. And this is what it sounds like. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And the way we do it is we loosen our grip on the chord with our fretting hand so that we stop the sound of it and get a chop on 2 and 4. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. What you're going to be playing along with is an excerpt from my backup track, Swing and Jazz book and CD set. And this song is called Cycles, and it's typical of the style. It's based on the chord progression to Sweet Georgia Brown, which everybody loves to play. And the setup is that you play along at the slow version on the CD with the book, and then you play along with the band, play several choruses. And most of those cuts are 2, 3, 4 minutes long, so you get a good long ride on it. Of course, on this one, we're limited in the space we can put on the website, so I had to fade it out pretty quickly, but you'll get the idea. In the next newsletter, I think we'll look at the solo on Cycles, which would work on Sweet Georgia Brown. You'll hear it here, but we'll teach it next time, if the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise. Let's have at it.